Why leave the yoke unbroken? Why leave the yoke unbroken? Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6d. But let's read all. Is not this the fast that I've chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free. And that ye, this is where we are going to, and that ye break every yoke. Why? Leave the yoke unbroken. Isaiah 58, verse 6d, made us understand that there are yokes. Even Jesus in his days said, his yoke is light to bear. And what is yoke? They are unpalatable experiences in the life of a man. They can be limitations. They can be limitations, yes. They can be initiated by man himself. It can be passed on generationally. And a man can be a victim of such. Like the man that tried to rebuild the wall of Jericho. Praise the Lord. What happened to the man that tried to rebuild the wall of Jericho? He started with his firstborn and concluded the project with his lastborn. Because what? The prophets have spoken and he had long gone to be with the Lord. But Jesus said, once I speak, they are spirit. So the spirit of the world remains waiting to be activated on a man that will be aligned to the spirit of the word that have been spoken. We are not going there. Why leave the yoke unbroken is our topic. So lives with yokes, unconsciously through life, they were never sensitive enough to decode it. Don't misquote me. There are natural life's challenges and examinations one has to pass through, so I am not disputing that fact. But in a situation whereby despite life efforts, and there still remains a compelled spiritual bad omen over a man's life. That is what we are discussing. Yokes comes in different forms. When Cain killed Abel, he thought it was an action under his control, but the action became a yoke upon his life and his descendants. We know what happened. God caused him and his descendants to come. It became a yoke. Even those his descendants that were not part of the actions of their forefathers, Cain, later on become a partaker of the yoke of the actions of their far fathers, Cain. And what to understand that I want you to understand that yoke can be in a negative and positive dimension. Above all, yoke is a spiritual covering, is a spiritual dimension upon the life of a man. And if it is correct, yoke can be inherited. Praise the Lord. Yoke is a spiritual dimension, is a covering upon the lives of a man. And it can be inherited. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ said, "My yoke is light. You can bear it." And the apostles went ahead. They bore the yoke. And we of this generation, in line with the will and purpose of Christ, we are still bearing the yoke. But what we are considering this season are negative yokes. That is why the topic implies, why leave the yoke unbroken, whereby you can actually break the yoke? As I said earlier, all the disciples of Jesus were battered into the yoke of Christ, which is dying yoke, which is dying for the purpose and for the will and for the testament of salvation, which I believe the yoke of Christ is the best thing that can happen to a man. As this teaching implies that while leave the yoke unbroken, our case study is the life of Abraham to the life of Joseph. Why leave the yoke unbroken? Praise the Lord. We all know the story of Genesis. To start with, Abraham was a man called by God, but his wife was barren. Next was Isaac. His wife was barren. Next was Jacob. His choice wife was barren. But Joseph enjoyed fruitfulness. I want you to know that God and Lucifer can shut the womb of a woman, but God still remains the giver of life. That is why it is written that the children are the heritage of God, the fruit of the womb is his what? Praise the Lord. If God had chosen a woman, she may be aware or not about she being chosen by God and the womb of such lady that has been chosen to be an instrument for God, if the lady is not aligned rightly to the will and the purpose whereby God chose such lady, God can shut her womb. According to 1 Samuel, praise the Lord. The story is about Anna. The will of God for Anna was to bring forth a prophet through her womb. But all this year, she was barren. But Anna has been chosen. Her womb has been chosen to birth forth a great prophet. So God shut her womb, because the Bible made us understand that God did. But it was the year that she dabbled into the will and the purpose of God for her womb. It was that same season that she broke her barrenness. The devil's tie is that when he shuts the womb of a woman, and such a lady comes to the devil for help, what the devil does is to win the allegiance of such lady that is seeking for the help of Lucifer. It is then that Lucifer then opens up the womb. But the fact remains that the devil is not a giver of the fruit of the womb. If medically a lady is certified fruitful, no error medically, spirits can shut the womb of a lady, be it God, be it Lucifer. But God is the giver of the fruit of the womb. What the devil does is to shut the womb, being not the giver of the fruit of the womb. But when you come to the devil for help, she dazzled, blindfold you by opening up the womb to believe as if Lucifer is the one that blessed you with the fruit of the womb. It is an error. God is the giver of the fruit of the womb. What he does is to have gained your allegiance. You are under his control already. Let us zoom our case study of Abraham to Jacob, yoke of barrenness. Yes, let's assume that Abraham to Jacob, yoke of barrenness, as our case study. We may think that Abraham barrenness may be a medical issue. It's not wrong to assume such. But what it may be, God chose him. And God broke the yoke of barrenness over Abraham and his wife. The funny part of it is that the yoke of barrenness continued on his son called Isaac. Can it be called medical error too? Okay. Let's assume it's a medical problem. Okay. And let me just understand that Isaac called unto God because they are choosing. God intervened. On the life of Isaac's wife's barrenness. Let's say that the yoke of barrenness started upon his life, imposed by Lucifer, caused by his destiny to carry the covenant of God. We can twin it to that direction too, that the barrenness was as a result of imposed by Lucifer for carrying the destiny, the covenant of God. So it may be strange to Abraham. He might not have viewed it as a yoke. Yes, that he was being tortured by the devil for being the one carrying the covenant of God, because of the end product was Jesus Christ. But what was the problem of Isaac? From history, he should know that his father had the yoke of barrenness, which extended to him. Genesis 25, verse 21. He was not sensitive enough to know that it was a family yoke. God worked with Isaac. He never told God to break the ancestral yoke of barrenness. So, Abraham, Isaac never broke the yoke. And God had to continually intervene in that regard on the life of Abraham's wife, on the life of Isaac's wives, because of what they represent before God. So the yoke continued to unto the life of Jacob in Genesis chapter 30, verse 22. But the yoke of barrenness stopped at Jacob. I perceived two answers in my spirit in that regard. One is it that the fight he fought with a spirit being, whereby his name was changed to Israel in Genesis chapter 32, verse 24 to 28. That day, Jacob broke many things in his life. Not even the yoke of barrenness was eluded. So the next in line, Joseph, escaped barrenness. Praise the Lord. I don't want to go deep. If you say next in line, covenant, that should be Ephraim, the son of Joseph. But I want you to be in line in the spirit of the topic that we are examining. Why leave the yoke unbroken? When you have God at your disposal, when you call upon the name of God and he does answer you per time, why leave the yoke unbroken for your generations to come to be affected? Secondly, maybe by eternal calling of Joseph to preserve the coming generation of Israel, that assignment might be responsible for God breaking the barrenness over Joseph's life that might have extended from his forefathers. One assignment Joseph had to preserve a generation. Two, the fault his father Jacob fought with a spirit being, fought with God, that made his name to be changed, that made things in his life to be changed, might be responsible for breaking the yoke of barrenness that he inherited from his forefathers, which made this to stop upon Jacob's life. It never extended unto his children. As the topic illustrates, any ungodly traces you notice over your life and you can trace back as a child of God with authority Why do you want to leave the yoke unbroken? Do your best. Break it now and let your generation enjoy your spiritual relevance. Why leave the yoke unbroken? Adam's wife, barren. Less is natural. Isaac's wife, barren. Less is coincidence. Jacob's wife, most choice, barren. 3, there must be something wrong with that family. Abraham walked with God. He never asked God to break the yoke. But we must understand that ask, it shall be given. So, as far Abraham walked with God, the purpose of the counsel of God upon his life, so God left the yoke unbroken. As far as his will over Abraham is fulfilled, so God never said anything towards the barrenness of his lineage. Praise the Lord. Isaac also walked with God. He never said anything concerning spirit of barrenness over his family. So God came in, he intervened upon Abraham's wife. They gave birth. God came in, he intervened over Isaac's wife. They gave birth. Until he landed on a man, a strong man called Jacob. He broke it. He broke it. He did broke the yoke of barrenness. And Joseph enjoyed fruitfulness. You are a child of God. What areas have you sat and noticed yokes that are not glorifying the will, the beautification of God, Jesus Christ, upon your life? The Holy Spirit is at your disposal. Jesus is at your disposal. Jehovah God is at your disposal. Call unto God. You will see that such yoke will be broken and you will be free. Your generations to come will be free. Don't leave the yoke unbroken. Break it now. Don't let the next Isaac in your family to suffer. Don't let the next Jacob in your family to suffer. When you had God at your disposal now to break such yoke. Glory be to God. I believe you've heard the voice of God this season. I want you to remain blessed and stay with God.